If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
And it's the reunion this weekend, celebrating all things TV hit series The Office. It's tomorrow and Sunday at Navy Piers Festival Hall. Reunion.com. ReunionCon.com has your tickets. Now, who will be there? It's Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight. It's Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley. Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin. Kate Flannery, who played Meredith. And our two guests tonight, and that's Andy Buckley, who played David Wallace, and Creed Brennan, who played, well, Creed. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Creed, are you on there? It's Boston week here, you know, WGN, so I'm going into my fake Boston accent, my imitation.
Is this Andy?
How you doing, pal?
I know people used to think I was the wild man on the show, but it's you, Andy.
That's it. I've been dancing naked, doing all kinds of crazy drugs back in the 60s with Jim Morrison. Uh-huh. That was me, not you.
Do something new. Yeah.
Yeah. That's been done.
By the way, my two guests from Boston had no Boston accent, so thank you for throwing that into the show.
We got to throw something in there. If you're not going to have a Wahlberg, you got to, you know.
Let me ask you, I just named a few of the stars that are in the series that are going to be there, but how fun is it to do these office cons, so to speak, you know, and feel all that love? Creed, tell me.
Well, it's overwhelming, except when they start fondling you, you know, when they get a little feely. Sometimes I'm old, so my skin really doesn't bounce back like it used to. That's the unfortunate part. But you know,
appreciate
it. It's nice. I think I'm aroused. I don't know. I never know anymore.
Fantastic. You are. Creed. We can tell
right now. You are. I think.
Okay.
Andy, you said you've done one of these before. What is that experience like?
It was phenomenal. I mean, it's nice to. I mean, what an incredibly lucky break for all of us. I'm sure you know Creed would say this. You know, me.
Oh my God!
Kate.
Come on! It's truly. There's so much love, and everybody gets together, and we get to tell all the stories about our reunion. Oh, I shouldn't talk about the reunion. Never mind.
I guess you let the cat out of the bag that the show's coming back. Creed, that's the one thing they told you not to say. Unbelievable.
It slipped out. Breaking news. Do we have breaking news music you can play on here,
dun,
Ben?
Dun, dun.
Forgot. Yeah, come on, man. Where
but
are you
it's
with that?
Phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, it's the appreciation for the show, and it's such a, you know, it's such a heartfelt appreciation. People just genuinely, you know, love it. And I'm the same way, like with the shows, this show, but then other shows, it's such a treat to get to celebrate.
I would think so. But it's meet and greets, it's Q&A on stage, it's trivia contest. You can get a lot of swag when you're doing this thing. So over
you
two.
Really?
That's what I'm told.
Swag.
I was told there would be a meal for this show, Dave.
There might be. Oh, here?
No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, there's not.
I love to say that. I was told there'd be a meal.
Can you believe,
Dave?
Yes, sir.
Dave, I wanted to say that for the first 2 years on the show, I didn't know I was on a TV show. I thought I was really working at a paper company. I thought I was getting paid pretty good. Didn't want to rock the boat. Finally, someone clued me in, you know.
How'd you find out?
I walked up to the guy and asked him what this cameraman was doing there, and they told me.
That's great.
The last person to know. Yeah.
But 200 episodes, you know, and, you know, 10 years actually this year since the show's finale,
Isn't that crazy?
Like, why do you think, Andy, that the show resonates still with so many people? It's relatable. I mean, that's probably the biggest part.
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, just ahead of that would be the performances of the guy that played Creed and the guy that played Wallace. But aside from those two, no, I mean, it's so relatable. And it starts with Steve's heart, Michael Scott's heart. I mean, he's just terrible all over the place. Yet his heart is always in the right spot, and you just see it, and you can't help but love the guy, even though he's, you know, constantly sort of making faux pas left and right. And really, so many people on the show were like that.
Yeah, and in a real office space, too.
By the way.
That's why it's commendable.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Creed, before you got into acting, you were, you know, in the band The Grassroots, and now I heard you're coming back to Chicago at the House of Blues on May 17th.
I will be here. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I've been on the Cool Beans tour. It's going on for a couple of months now. I'm going to go, after this, I'm going to visit my son down in Florida and do some tarpon fishing with him. And then I'll be back to Chicago to play the House of Blues.
May 17th, folks.
I'm looking forward to that.
May 17th. New album, too, right?
May 17th. New album, Dowel Pop. It's my 10th solo album. Wow. I just was recording the other day with L.A. Deaston from The Cars.
Wow.
A friend of mine. He was playing guitar on this new song of mine. And, yeah, I'm just lucky I'm having my second childhood. What can you say? It's pretty great.
Andy was talking about people you were playing with back in the day. Like, throw some names out there. Name drop all you want.
Well, I don't know. We toured with The Doors, and we did shows with Hendrix, and Mamas and Papas, and The Byrds, and the Rascals. And I mean, you can't name a band that we didn't play with at one time. It was amazing. It was amazing. But the reality was, though, I wasn't that much of a rock star. I was a reluctant rock star. I didn't like the party that much. I mean, I was more of a PBS, you know, chamomile tea kind of guy. Gotcha. I'd wake up on the road and go, oh, God, I got to do drugs again today. I didn't want to.
Well, yeah.
My heart wasn't in it.
Nobody wants to.
But I rose. I soldiered on. I soldiered on, did what I had to do.
Your heart was in the paper business, and it just took you a while to get
right.
there.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. House of Blues, and that's May 17th. And
May 17th.
Now, yes. Andy's a singer, too, because I know that, because I'm a fan of the show, and...
Other Andy.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you know, I would love for you to, you know, the Suck It song.
Me? Oh,
yeah, that's
my God.
You. Yeah.
Even Ed Helms.
No. Can we do a little Suck It song?
Of course we can do.
Come on, Andy.
Here we go. Hey, come on. I'll always do that.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Here we go, gang. Well, it's a mess. Right. What a mess. What you going to do? You're going to take out your Suck It and your Suck It. Suck It. Take out your socket and your socket. Yeah! Teddy!
You
always got to yell Teddy at the end. We're going to sing that tomorrow. We're going to sing it Sunday.
I hope so.
Down on the Navy Pier, people. Come on down.
Creed, what were you
going to
say?
I'm going to talk to Iggy Pop about covering that song, Andy. I think that he can do I'm Your Dog and then Suck It for the encore.
I would love it.
It'll be great.
It's a reunion this weekend celebrating all things The Office. It's tomorrow and Sunday at Navy Pier's Festival Hall. ReunionCon.com is where you get your tickets. Creed, Andy, thanks for coming down. Thanks for getting on the phone. Thanks for being in Chicago, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thanks for being you, Davey Plyer.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks to all the Boston people.
Boston, absolutely, the Boston people.